Yeah, I mean, there's no question. You know, Julius is one of our top players, and when you have when your top players go out, you are going to miss them. And you know, everybody tries to kind of fill that void, and you know, it's Virgil and Jacob, and of course, you know, the old cliche, everybody's got to raise their level of play. But you know, we hope to get Julius back out there, and there's no question when he's out there, he makes a difference. He makes a lot of plays for us.
Then you've seen a bunch of tough defenses, but these guys rank right up at the top, right?
They're an excellent defense. Yeah, I'm just still getting to know them. It's an unfamiliar opponent, you know, kind of like Miami. It's always a challenge, you know, trying to get to know them during the week. And, you know, I don't know if you ever really get to know them until you play them and try to kind of get to know them, you know, during the course of the game. You know, it's different when you're playing Kansas City when you line up and you recognize all 11 guys and kind of what they're doing. And so it is a challenge when you're playing an unfamiliar opponent. But, yeah, they're playing really well together, creating a lot of problems for teams on the early downs and getting teams into third and longs. And just seem to be playing really well together as a unit. And that's helping their team win some games.
Peyton, it hasn't been often that you've had this best friend that is a running game. And for you, the last couple of games, just operating, has it been an adjustment for you?
No, it's not an adjustment. I mean, you're trying to find a way to move the ball down the field, and, you know, CJ's been awesome the past couple of games. I mean, you know, every game kind of takes on an identity. I mean, we still got to find a way to, you know, score more touchdowns in the red zone. Against Miami, we did that. You know, we ended up ran the ball well, but I think we threw four touchdowns, which, you know, we needed to help win that game. And against Miami, against Kansas City, we had to settle for field goals, which, you know, could have cost us. You know, Connor was awesome making his field goals, and but you still got to do your part, you know, to get your team in the end zone. We had some chance in the red zone and didn't capitalize it. So, but, you know, just trying to find a way to you know, to win the game. You know, scoring more points than them, however many points that may be. But certainly CJ's been awesome the past couple weeks.
Are you feeling better personally? I think last year, you never practiced on Wednesdays.
That's right. No, good question. Yeah, I have felt better that way. I still think there is something to, you know, trying to manage your reps and, you know, so you do feel good hopefully during this last month. But, yeah, I feel pretty good this late in the season.
Hey, you almost have the best view of whether or not running plays are working out. Do you still kind of take a look at CJ and his lateral movement is pretty awesome?
Yeah, I mean, CJ, his ability to make some guys miss the past couple of weeks, I think, has really been special the past couple of weeks. It's made a big difference, right? There's no question, you know, the guys up front have done a heck of a job, and you know, he's made some really good cuts, but sometimes there's been a guy there in the hole that he simply just made him miss, and that's either allowed him to spring for a big run. And so that's, you know, that's, as they say, that can be hard to coach and hard to teach, and that's a real credit to him, and it's been fun to watch.
How much have you talked to Elway about the running game with Davis helping him and now maybe with CJ helping you? Or is that a conversation that's really not worth having because you know that already?
Yeah. I mean, I've certainly had conversations with John in the couple of years I've been here about, you know, teams he's played with and different times. And, you know, I've had questions with him about Terrell Davis. It hasn't necessarily, you know, popped up, you know, recently or whatnot. But, yeah, I mean, you know, you're looking for production from all positions and all phases of your team and of your offense. You know, if one side of your offense is kind of out of whack, you know, it can affect the other. So you're looking for equal production in all phases. And like I said, CJ's been great. The guys up front have really done a heck of a job. And we're looking to, you know, find a way to keep moving the ball. And like I said, you know, the one thing we got to work on is, you know, coming off last week is finishing down there in the red zone with some more touchdowns.